Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the strawberry letter.
Subject, my best friend likes sexy strangers. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am a 33-year-old single woman, and my best friend is a 32-year-old wild woman. She works as a bartender, and she uses her job as a way to hit on guys, and most of them are in their mid-20s. She also has sex with these guys. She says that guys our age can't keep up with her, so she sticks with the 20-somethings because they are great in bed. I try not to judge her, but her sex life is a big problem for me because she always uses my guest room to hook up with these random men. She lives with her brother, so she can't go to her house, and she doesn't want to go to these guys' places because she does not know them. Instead, she wants to bring strangers into my house. It started off as a one-time thing, but now it's more frequent. She has a key to my house, so I could be asleep when she comes in, and the next morning I can tell that she's been there. I told her that I do not approve of her using my house for sex, but she said if I'm truly her friend, I would trust her judgment and let her have a little fun. Not to mention the fact that she's putting me in danger while she's living out her wild, crazy sex fantasies. All of the guys are in great physical shape and are very handsome. So I think she is just caught up on the fact that she can still pull younger men. She's filling some kind of void in her life, and she may have some deeper issues going on. She told me that she hates that there's a double standard when women hook up with multiple men. I want to talk to her without sounding too preachy. What should I do? Okay, I got to tell you right off the bat that this is your fault. I mean, this is really on you. Why? Because this is your house. And you know the saying, your house, your rules. The problem is you haven't set any rules, no boundaries in your own home. Your so-called best friend, this wild woman, as you called her, she's taking advantage of you. And she's doing it in the worst way. A real friend, any kind of real good friend, they wouldn't do this to a person, and you shouldn't allow her to do this. Why are you letting her do this? It's like you're afraid or something. You say you want to talk to her. You don't want to sound too preachy. You say you don't want to judge her, but who cares? This is your house. I mean, this situation is way beyond and is far more serious than you know, you sounding too preachy and you judging her. You're being manipulated by this best friend of yours. She's using you. She's bringing random guys into your house. She's putting you, your possessions, everything in danger here. This is craziness. You have to tell her to stop, that she's done. You have to tell her no more. She can't do this anymore. It's not judging her. It's just taking yourself out of harm's way. You got to get your keys back, or you got to change the locks and tell her it is over, plain and simple. Steve?
This letter crazy.
Yeah.
Here's a 33-year-old single woman. Her best friend is 32 years old. She's a wild woman. She works as a bartender, and she used her job to hit on dudes. And most of the dudes she hitting on is in their 20s. And then you say in the letter, she also has sex with these guys. Well, damn.
Say and then that
she
again,
say
please.
That guys,
say that again.
She used her job as a way to hit on guys. Most of them is in their 20s, and she also has sex with these guys. What?
Exactly.
She say that guys our age can't keep up with her. Y'all 33. What 33-year-old dude can't keep up with you? What is you doing?
In there,
what
huh?
are you doing in there that a 33-year-old man can't keep up with? Mm. That's prime time. 33? Oh, Lord. Them glory days.
Yes.
See, in your 20s, hear what she don't know. In your 20s, oh, you can go a lot of times. But the quality just ain't there.
Pathetic.
See, it just, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But you make up for it in repetition. Bam. Okay, hold up, my bad. And then the next time, right, which is about 15 minutes later, then it's bam. Okay. All right, sorry about that.
What is was all of that.
I was focused. Yeah, this is how long it takes.
Yes.
This is a 20-year-old.
This is
and
so
then
true.
The third time, he go on and he get a little run in, but now you tired of his ass.
Mm-hmm.
Now you in your 30s, and you done ran up into a man that can't keep up with you. What in the world are you in there doing? Mm. What is who you work for Cirque Olay?
What you at? Olay.
What you do? You at Cirque Olay? You in? Who, are you the lady diving in the champagne glass? Come up out the other side. What is you doing? What is you doing? Is you diving out the window onto the ground and then coming back up the steps? And now you back in the living room, ass naked. What is you doing? You try not to judge her. But the sex life is starting to be a problem for you because she always uses your guest room to hook up with these random men. Mm. I don't understand. Is she her roommate?
No, she has her own place. She lives with her brother, Steve. But she can't
she got
do
her
it
own
at her
place.
Bro-
she lived with her brother. Yeah. But she brings these men to your house and use your guest room with these random men.
She's got a key to her.
Because she don't want to go to these guys' places because she don't know them.
Right. All right, listen, hold that thought
your
right there, Steve.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a recap. 33-year-old woman got this 32-year-old friend is wild. She hook up with men at her job because she's a bartender, mm-hmm. and she have sex with them. Now, she lives with her brother, but she like younger men because 33-year-olds can't keep up with her. So we don't know what the hell she in here doing. She's some type of ally or something. Something going on. I don't know what she doing. But she got something going on where if a 33-year-old can't keep up with you, you too damn much.
That's prime time.
You need to go sit your ass down somewhere because mm-hmm. you doing too damn much. Mm. Now, here's the problem. She lives with her brother, so she uses this other girl's guest room to hook up with these random men. I don't understand that. She don't want to go to these guys' places because she don't know them. Well, you don't know them at your house either. See, she don't want to hook up with these random guys at their place because she don't know them. So she bring these same people she don't know into your house because she got a key. She don't live there. She just use your house. This don't make no sense. It started off as a one-time thing, but now it's more frequent. She has a key to my house so I could be asleep when she comes in, and the next morning I can tell she been in there. Hell, you can tell she been in there that night.
Right.
You ain't got to wait till morning. They in the guest room. And if she doing this stuff where 33 can't keep up, you're hearing something.
Mm-hmm.
How many times she done broke the doorknob? See, you in here doing stuff. How many times have you had to remodel your guest room? You walk
remodel.
In there in the morning. She talking about, yeah, she talking about I walk in there in the morning, I can tell that they been in here. What, they had the curtains is down? She done told the curtains off the wall.
He's stupid.
TV, the flat screen is on the floor. Your bathroom door, one of the hinges done fell off. Because she in there doing stuff where 33-year-old can't keep up. You've told her that you don't approve of her using your house for sex. But she says, if I'm truly her friend, I would trust her judgment and let her have a little fun. She ain't got no judgment. Mm-mm. She crazy.
Exactly.
And let me tell you something else, too, before we get out of here. This ain't your house. This is
right.
a brothel.
Oh.
See, this is not your house. This is a brothel.
Oh,
that's what's happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have no say-so. You ain't even making money at your brothel. This is crazy. And she caught up in the fact that she can still pull younger men. You're not when you get a dude to come home with you, you ain't pulling nobody. Mm-mm. They coming. You ain't a fact. You ain't even got to pull a dude. We going.
Yeah.
See, when you pulling people, that mean you using game to get them to go with you. I pulled this chick at the club. When you bring a man out the club, you didn't pull him.
Yeah.
He volunteered. He got the collar on. He hooked the leash up to you. You ain't got to pull. We at the car like a dog sitting in the back seat waiting on the owner to come out. You didn't pull him. She's feeling some kind of void in her life, and she may have some deeper issues going on. The issue ain't that deep. She skank. That ain't deep. Oof. Skanks ain't deep.
Skank.
Skanks is shallow. Oh, y'all don't want to go along with that one?
No.
Oh, no, I'm with you. I'm with
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
Oh, that term was too much? There's other terms.
I tried to use
one that would fit the morning show format.
Hey, don't
I
turn on
stink.
Us.
Rhyme with stink.
He in the zone right now.
I mean, it's skank rhyme with stink. So I'm just trying to figure out why I ain't getting no amens in here.
Amen.
Y'all know y'all wouldn't have it at your house.
Absolutely not.
Oh, no.
I told her to
just heifer bringing these men over time. She told me she hates that there's a double standard when women hook up with multiple men. You hate it. We didn't make the rules. These rules been in place since the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
This double standards is not a new rule. My daddy told my sisters a long time ago when I was a little boy, I heard him tell him, you can't do what I do and still be a lady. Period. That rule is true. Mm-hmm. Now, the fact that you hate and you want to change the double standard is not going to change. And let me tell you why. Because if you sleep with multiple men and we find out about it, we have a name for you. And it ain't your last name. So now what you want us to do? I'm sorry. Now I want to talk to her without sounding too preachy. What should I do? You got to sound preachy. But I agree with Shirley 100%. Why is she using your house? Change the lock. See, that's how you stop somebody. So when you in there sleep, she can't walk in on you. Nobody should have your key that can walk in on you while you
right.
sleep.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
With strangers in your house. Man, to hell with her.
Exactly.
Talking about if that's you her friend, you wouldn't judge her. Mm-hmm. Crazy ass. Coming up in here with all these dudes from the damn club in their 20s. That's this fool in here, and you know they ain't just leaving. You know he done ate a sandwich. I'm in here trying to save my money for college, and your ass in there making sandwiches with this big 20-year-old dude that work out at the gym all day long. He come to the club with a tight T-shirt on and a damn chain.
All right, Steve, we got to get out of here. Post your comments.
Muscle bound ass sitting up in here making sandwiches.
On the Strawberry Letter at Instagram.
Do her and get the hell out.
Or on Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. And don't forget
I
to check out.
I hear you in there making a sandwich.
The Strawberry Letter Podcast. On demand.
What you going to do?
Coming up in 46.
You're going to stop making sandwiches in there. How many times you going to flush?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.